That's okay. We could begin by praying and reading our passage. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your great grace and mercy. We thank you that you have donned your presence upon this world, that you have come as the light of men. And we pray, Lord, this day that you would awaken our souls, shine your light upon us, and help us to know you better by the power of your Spirit. And in your name, Jesus, amen. This morning's passage is John 1:1-14, and we'll read it. So let's all stand and we'll read it together in whichever language you prefer. I prefer English. It's a little easier. So let us begin. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were made through Him, and without Him was nothing that has been made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and yet the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. You may be seated. Oh, thank you. No problem. Are you going to get down? Okay. So if we'll go to the next slide, this is Genesis 1:1-2.
现在我们要看的是 这个创世纪的第一章第一到第二节。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and void,
and
darkness was over the surface of the deep.
渊面黑暗,
and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters.
神的灵运行在水面上,
darkness.
黑暗,
pitch black darkness.
伸手不见五指的黑暗,
not a sliver of light.
一点点光都看不见,
now I thought about having a dramatic introduction today.
我本来一开始的时候想要一种戏剧性的呈现,
I considered turning off all the lights and try to make it real dark in here.
我想要把一开始把灯全部关掉, 让这边看起来很暗,
but it would never work.
但是没有用的,
there'd be light creeping in underneath the door and around the windows.
因为光线会从门缝里面还有窗子进来,
there'd be lights from the cell phones.
每个人的手机上面都还是会有光。
Instead, I thought about let's do it a little bit differently.
所以我就想说那这样子做好了。
I'd like you all to close your eyes and imagine a time where you were in the darkness.
所以我希望大家把眼睛闭起来, 然后想象一下你在黑暗里面。
So go ahead, close your eyes.
现在请大家把眼睛闭起来吧。
And imagine a time when you were where all light was absolutely gone.
你想象一下现在所有的光都消失了。
No sliver of light from around the doors.
也没有门缝或窗进来的光。
Perhaps in a basement or in a garage or something when the door gets shut.
也许在车库里或者是在地下室的时候, 然后门一关起来。
Our passage today contrasts light and dark.
今天我们要讲到的题目就是光跟暗的。
So open your eyes.
好,请大家张开眼睛。
That memory you have, what did it feel like?
大家感觉怎么样呢?
What were your thoughts in the darkness?
你在黑暗当中的想法是什么呢?
Was there a sense of helplessness?
会感觉到无助吗?
Is there a sense of, oh my goodness, what's right in front of me?
会不会害怕说, 啊, 不知道前面有什么?
Sometimes we think in the darkness, oh, I've got this.
有时候在黑暗当中, 我们可能会想说, 啊, 我们知道什么东西在哪里, 没问题。
Right? And we start walking and immediately we fall.
然后你开始很有自信地走, 可是马上就撞到东西或跌倒。
Or perhaps we're groping around wondering, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? And we're looking for the wall, and maybe if we just follow it on the way out.
或者是可能我们在黑暗当中摸索，想要找到墙，然后找到出去的地方。
In the darkness, there's no sense of direction.
在黑暗当中是没有方向的。
If, for example, if I blindfolded Pastor Ricky.
如果我把潘牧师的眼睛蒙起来。
So I blindfold him, I put him up here, spin him in circles a few times, and say, "All right, Pastor, run to the door."
如果我把眼睛蒙起来，然后把他转几圈之后，让他说，好了，牧师，现在你往门那边跑过去。
Not only do we not have a sense of direction, we also can't see the dangers in front of us.
不只没有方向感，而且我们还看不到前面的危险。
I picture him crashing into the first chair, and falling.
那他一定会先撞到第一排椅子，然后就跌倒了。
Another interesting thing about the darkness.
还有有关黑暗的另外一件事情。
We can't tell clean from dirty.
我们也不知道什么是脏，什么是干净。
Maybe I should take the light bulbs out of my kids' room or the garage.
也许我应该。把我孩子房间里面的灯泡拿出来。
But Genesis 1:3 says, "And God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light."
但是创世记第一章三节，神说要有光，就有了光。
Verse 16, God made the two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, the lesser light to govern the night. He made the stars also.
又说神造了两个大光，大的管昼，小的管夜，又造众星。
Fortunately.God provided light.
还好神给我们赐下光。
Imagine living in this a state of complete darkness and seeing the sun for the first time.
如果我们是住在永远都是黑暗的地方，然后有天第一次看到太阳。
What would it be like?
那会是什么样的感觉？
It would be majestic.
真的是非常的雄伟，是不是呢？
You would be in absolute awe.
你会感觉到非常的敬畏。
Everything would change.
而且我们生命中所有的事情都会改变。
I'd be thinking, I really can run.
我可能就会想说啊，这一下我真的可以跑了。
I can do this.
我可以做到的。
I'd probably be thinking, man, my wife is more beautiful than I ever imagined.
也许会想说，哇，原来我太太长得这么漂亮呀。
I would have a new, you would have a new understanding of everything.
我们每个人对人生都会重新有不同的理解。
Unfortunately, there's also spiritual darkness.
但是很不幸的就是呢，我们现在也有灵性的黑暗。
And this is the absence of the light of life.
灵性的黑暗就是失去生命之光。
The absence of Jesus Christ.
就是没有耶稣基督。
And this darkness also leaves us with a sense of a limited sense of direction.
如果灵里面黑暗的话，我们也感觉到没有方向感。
Our sense of the dangers around us, we have a limited awareness.
我们也是不知道我们身旁有什么危险。
And our ability to discern between good, evil, holy and unholy is lacking.
然后我们也没有办法知道什么是好，什么是邪恶，什么是圣洁，什么是不圣洁。
Most of you guys know a little bit about my story.
我想我们当中有些人知道我的故事。
I spent a little bit of time in jail.
我曾经坐过牢。
And I was in the darkness.
我那个时候真是在黑暗里。
And I had no idea.
而且我根本不知道我在黑暗里。
I remember the pastor speaking something to me.
我记得那时候有牧师跟我讲话。
And it was between the wired window and over the phone, and she's sitting right there.
就像电影里面那样子，就是中间有那个隔开的，然后我们用电话讲话。
You know what she told me?
她跟我说什么呢？
Your best thinking got you here.
她说：“你觉得你很行吗？你看你现在在哪里？”
I had to admit it.
那我得承认。
I was an idiot.
我实在是太白痴了那时候。
But while in Bible college, I got another perspective.
但是我在圣经学院里面的时候，我就得到了一个新的看法。
The professor said, "The problem with deception is you don't know that you're deceived."
那个教授跟我们说，欺骗这件事情很严重的，因为呢，你根本不知道你已经被骗了。
Spiritual darkness.
那就是灵性的黑暗。
I was in the dark, and there was nothing I could do about it.
我在黑暗里面，而且我无能为力。
I could not make it to the other side of the room.
我没有办法到另外一个房间去。
And I couldn't just flip on a switch.
我也没有办法就开灯。
The passage today says, no, the light shines in the darkness. It's by the will of God.
今天经文里面讲到说，光照到黑暗里面，这个是神的旨意才能够做得到。
Thank God the light has dawned.
很感谢主，因为光终于来临了。
2 weeks ago, we looked at the account that Matthew gave of Jesus' birth.
两个礼拜前我们看的经文是马太福音里面记载耶稣降生的故事。
And we celebrated Christmas with the appearing of Jesus to the wise men.
然后我们也看到那个这些东方来的博士，然后耶稣向他们显现。
And then last week, we looked at Luke's account.
然后上个礼拜我们看到路加记载耶稣降生的故事。
And we celebrated the birth of Jesus and the appearing to Simon.
然后我们看到的就是耶稣向西面显现。
Today we celebrate the light of life.
今天我们要庆祝的就是这个生命之光。
And that life appearing to the world.
这个生命之光已经向世界显现。
And verses 1 through 4 explain that that's exactly what happened.
一节到四节讲的就是这个事情。
God himself came to the world.
是神自己亲自来到这个世界上。
Jesus Christ, the light of life.
耶稣基督就是生命之光。
In the beginning, God made the sun.
一开始的时候，神创造了太阳。
And he brought light to creation.
然后他创造了光。
On Christmas, there's a different kind of light.
但是在圣诞节的时候，却有另外一种不同的光。
Spiritual light.
就是灵性的光。
The light of life appearing to all mankind.
这个生命之光显现给全人类看。
And like the sun brings light to creation, the S-U-N.
就好像太阳呢，它的光是照亮给全世界的人看的。
So the sun, S-O-N, brings light to mankind.
那神的儿子也是一样，把生命之光照给全世界的人看。
And that's what we're celebrating this Christmas.
我们在圣诞节的时候庆祝的就是这件事情。
And there are some things that happen when that light shines upon us.
然后这个光照耀到我们身上的时候，就会有奇妙的事情发生。
Most importantly, we get to know God.
最重要的就是我们可以认识神。
From nature, we learn about God.
在大自然里面，我们观察，我们就可以知道神是怎么样的神。
Right, we see the stars, we see the trees, we see all of these things, and we say, "Wow, God is big."
我们看到星星，我们看到树木，我们看到所有他造的东西，我们就说，哇，神真伟大。
He's powerful.
他真有能力。
I'm so small.
那我真是渺小。
But from nature, we do not receive the light of life.
但是在大自然里面，我们却没有办法得到所谓生命的光。
Nature kind of teaches us the survival of the fittest.
大自然教导我们的就是适者生存。
The light of life teaches us about self-sacrifice.
但是生命之光教导我们的却是牺牲的爱。
The light of life teaches us about practical righteousness.
生命之光教导我们的是什么是公义。
And most importantly, redemption.
还有什么是救赎。
We learn so much more about God from God.
我们是从神那边学习神是什么样的神。
Rather than from his creation.
而不是从完全从神所造的东西里面来学习神是什么样的神。
For example, you can learn stuff about your wife by her cooking.
你可以从你太太的烧的菜里面来稍微认识她一点。
But how much more do you learn about your wife by spending time with her?
但是当你跟她相处、跟她讲话的时候，你可以学习到更多有关她的事情。
In dialogue with her.
当你跟她对话的时候
，That's the difference.
这就是差别。
We also, from the light shining on us, we also receive an understanding of our sinfulness.
这个生命之光照耀到我们的时候，我们也了解到我们自己的罪。
And we become aware of the spiritual dangers around us.
我们也知道原来在我们身边有很多属灵的危险。
Again, we get a new perspective on everything.
这个时候我们就可有以新的眼光来看很多不同的事情。
C.S. Lewis wrote,
卢易斯这样子写，
I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen.
这个英国文学家他说呢，我相信基督教所讲的真理，就好像我相信太阳每天升起来一样。
Not only because I see it，
不只是因为我看得见
，but because I see everything else by it，
而是因为有太阳升起来，我才能看见其他所有事情。
So in this passage, John has a simple progression。
所以在这段经文里面呢 ，John 讲的东西，约翰讲的东西是有一个步骤的。
First you have God，
首先有神
，and God。The Word Jesus Christ reveals Himself to mankind.
然后神的道就是耶稣基督向人类显现。
He does that by coming to earth.
他来到世界上。
And He enlightens people.
然后他向人启示。
Like the Apostle John.
就像比如说像使徒约翰启示。
And then the Apostle John testifies.
然后约翰就出来做见证。
But the Apostle John also makes the point that he's not God.
但是呢，约翰讲很清楚说 that he himself is not God.
Yeah, John is not God.
约翰说我不是神。
Right, John says, hey, I'm not the light. I only came to testify concerning the light.
约翰说我不是光，但是我来告诉你光是什么。
But this all, basically he's saying, I'm not God, I'm just some guy testifying.
所以他就是说我不是神，但是我是来见证神的。
Which goes to show that we could testify too.
也就是说我们每个人都像使徒约翰一样，我们也可以见证神。
I'm testifying to the light today.
我现在就是在见证这个光。
You can testify to the light.
你也可以见证这个光。
But then there's two responses, two results to the light.
但是呢，这个光带来两种不同的回应。
The first, of course, some reject the light.
有些人会拒绝这个光。
Perhaps they do this out of rebellion.
也许因为他们心悖逆。
They shake their fist at God, leave me alone!
他们向神挥舞他们的拳头说，不要管我。
They prefer darkness.
他们喜欢黑暗。
Maybe they don't want to admit their weakness or their sinfulness.
也许他们不想要承认他们的软弱或者他们的罪。
Maybe they just don't want to look inside.
也许他们不想要看到自己内心。
Like the kids' room or the garage, just shut the door.
好像小孩子房间很乱，你把门关起来，眼不见为净。
Others,
其他人呢？
They simply are indifferent to the light.
他们可能觉得啊，光就光吧，很好，跟我也没什么关系。
They're so caught up with a bunch of stuff of life.
他们觉得生命当中还有很多其他事情是重要的
，family，
比如说家人
，work，
工作
，education，
教育
，girls，
女朋友
，boys，
男朋友
，the internet，
网络
，the phones， whatever it might be，
或者是其他的3C 产品。
Again， some reject the light，
有些人拒绝光
，but some receive the light as well，
但有些人会接受光。
And these， John says。These have become the children of God.
约翰就说接受光的人就成了神的儿女。
They have a whole new perspective of everything.
他们看事情的眼光全部都变得不一样了。
A new perspective of family, work, education.
他们看家人、工作、教育的眼光都不一样了。
Boys and girls and the internet.
男女朋友怎么样使用网络等等。
Everything.
所有东西。
Everything changes.
所有东西都改变了。
These are people.Who are willing to stand up here today?
这些人就是愿意站起来做见证的人。
People who are standing, willing to come up here today and say, "Jesus is the savior of my soul."
就像今天受洗的人，他们就是愿意站起来说，耶稣基督是我的救主。
People willing to say, "I was a sinner, but Jesus changed me."
很多人愿意说承认，就是说我是个罪人，但是耶稣基督改变了我。
And people willing to stand up in here, up here and say, "Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life."
然后有人愿意做见证说，耶稣基督是我生命的主。
They're so brave that they're going to come up here and get soaking wet.
他们是这么愿意见证主，他们愿意进到这个池子里面，浑身弄湿。
And say, "Yeah, I believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ."
然后说，我相信，耶稣基督的死。埋葬跟复活。
We're going to celebrate that today.
我们今天要庆祝的就是这件事情。
The expansion of the light.
是光的扩张。
And I love that this church, I love that we have testimonies.
我很喜欢在这个教会我们可以听到不同的见证。
We get to hear this, the light dawning on a new life.
因为我们可以听到这个光照耀到一个新生命上面的时候发生了什么事情。
And I'm going to read two brief accounts of people's encounter with the light of life.
现在我要读两个就是人的见证，他们就是被生命之光碰着的时候他们所写的。
The first is David Brainerd.
第一个人就是 David Brainerd.
He was a Puritan missionary.
他是清教徒的宣教士。
He says, "As I was walking in a dark, thick grove."
他说我在一个幽暗的阴谷里面走着。
Unspeakable glory seemed to open the view of my soul.Unspeakable glory seemed to open the view of my soul.
一个说不出来的荣耀竟然打开了我灵魂的视野。
I do not mean any external brightness.
我现在在讲的不是物质的光。
For I saw no such thing.
因为我没有看到那个光。
But it was an inward apprehension or view that I had of God.
但是我里面灵里面突然了解我看到了神。
Such as I never had before.
是我以前从来没有得到过的。
He says, I stood still.
他说我站在那里。
I wondered.
我在那边想。
I admired.
而且我在那边尊荣神。
And Richard Baxter states.
然后还有第二个就是 Richard Baxter.
It pleased God of His wonderful mercy to open my eyes.
他说神按照他美妙的怜悯来打开了我的眼睛。
With a clearer sense of the state of my own soul.
让我看见我自己灵里面的状况。
To touch my heart with a livelier feeling of things spiritual than ever before.
让我的心里面感觉到非常的活泼的灵命，是我从来没有感觉过的。
He says it pleased God to awaken my soul.
神喜悦唤醒我的灵命。
And let us consider Paul.
那我们再来看看使徒保罗。
Can we look at Acts 17?
使徒行传十七章。
So Paul is speaking to the Athens here.
保罗这个时候在跟雅典的人讲话。
And he says, from one man, God made every nation of men.
他说他从一本造出万族的人。
That they should inhabit the whole earth.
住在全地上。
And he determined the exact times and places where they should live.
并且预定他们定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him.
神这样做是为了叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。
And find him.
然后找到他。
Though he's not far from each one of us.
因为其实他离我们个人不远。
Some of the translations, instead of where it says reach, it says grope.
在不同的翻译本里面用的字不一样，有的地方是说去 reach, 去碰到神，然后另外一个是说摸索。
Again, like you're looking in the darkness, hoping to find something.
就好像在黑暗当中想要去找到一个东西一样。
And when people do that, guess what?
但是他们去找的时候，他们摸索到什么呢？
God reveals Himself to people.
原来神会亲自向这些人显现他自己。
And that's what we celebrate at Christmas.
这就是我们圣诞节要庆祝的东西。
It's real hard to not get caught up in the hustle and bustle of Christmas.
圣诞节的时候都这么忙，大家都很容易分心。
Oftentimes we take this time off and instead of taking time to reflect and celebrate Jesus.
虽然是放假，但是我们可能很多时候并没有花时间去思想耶稣基督。
We get distracted by all the stuff.
反而是有很多事情要忙。
May we have that same sort of excitement as children do.
我真希望我们每个人都像小孩子一样兴奋。
As they are groping for the presence, may we grope for that light.
他们去摸索希望得到的是礼物，但是我们是希望得到生命。
So don't let the hustle and bustle of the holidays dim that light in your life.
所以不要让节日的时候的这些忙碌、这些购物，把这个生命之光给熄灭了。
Let us celebrate the light of life, Jesus Christ.
让我们来庆祝耶稣基督所赐的生命之光。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。
Again, Jesus, we thank you for you.
耶稣基督，我们再次感谢你。
We thank you that you have awakened our soul.
我们感谢你，你唤醒我们的灵命。
That you allow us to get to know you.
让我们可以认识你。
That you give us a new perspective of all things.
你让我们有新的眼光。
And we thank you for your light shining upon these three individuals today.
我们感谢你，你的光今天照到了我们当中三位弟兄姐妹。
May we all continue to testify to your great light.
我们真是愿意继续来见证你的光。
In the name of Jesus, amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。